dear God, we made it. And do we ever need one? A weekend, it's upon us. Even though for most people, it's probably felt like a weekend all week long. Not for us essential folks here in the studio. Welcome to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. This is Friday's show, March 27th. We determine today on the show if you're essential or not. For selfish reasons, had a lot of calls with people giving us their vocations. We talked the best bourbon according to another contest out in San Francisco this time. Marvel and DC, could they be collaborating in the future? We discussed that topic. Heard what Jimmy Fallon's troubles have been doing his show from home. Steve Miller was in Song Stories today for Abracadabra. We're sharing another $500 with you, handing out another $500 to you starting next week. And our virtual happy hour will be taking place later tonight at 6 p.m. Hopefully you can join us. All kinds of details in here on that. Have a listen. It is another Daily Podcast.
Dave, have you heard of Barrel Bourbon Batch 021?
No.
Barrel Bourbon Batch 021 has just been selected as not only the best small batch bourbon, but the best bourbon overall at the huge San Francisco Spirits Competition.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so we got to go looking for it. Although I think this is out of both of our price ranges. It's currently
in triple digits.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. It's currently going for $80 a bottle.
All right. So it's like Booker's, basically.
Yeah. Well, is Booker's that?
It's up there, man. I couldn't believe how expensive it was back when
I got to tell you, over the years, I've gotten so many bottles of Booker's as gifts that there's no way I'm going to be able to get through this. I'll die before this bourbon's gone. I mean, I have got at least six bottles.
Yeah.
Of one I will never open because it's autographed by Booker. No.
Right? Oh, that's cool, dude.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to see you crack one later today at 6 p.m.
At 6 o'clock, of course. Tonight we're having our virtual happy hour. You are invited to it. We're going to be using Zoom. We were originally going to use Teams, but that became a real pain in the ass. We're going to be using Zoom, and we would love to have you join us. All you got to do is get Zoom on your computer if you don't already have it. It's an app. It's simple to go. You go to Zoom.com. It'll take you to the site. You download it. Boom. It takes nothing to have this thing. And send us your email.
Right,
because I have to send you back, a code in order to become part of the happy hour. So just send an email, and you don't even have to include anything other than saying happy hour, right, to happyhour@wmgk.com. Then at 6 o'clock tonight, I see you're wearing your blue coat t-shirt.
I am, yes, indeed.
I guess I got an idea of what you're drinking tonight.
All right. Better believe it.
What are you going with? Are you going to be a beer, wine? What are you going with?
I'm thinking maybe wine. I had two small glasses of bourbon yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah,
rough day?
I was out digging a hole.
Thirsty Thursday.
For my wife, a shallow grave in the front yard.
I created that.
No.
Go to commercial. Yeah, just stop it. Get out.
The John DiBella Podcast. John DiBella.
By the way, comic book boy.
What?
I got something that, you could comment on. Gail Simone is a woman who had a hand in the writing of Deadpool and Wonder Woman and Birds of Prey.
Okay.
And she's come up with this idea to get the movie companies back in business and really get everybody, it's going to be a buzz that will be deafening if this happens. She wants to do a movie combining Marvel and
DC?
DC characters.
No. Nope.
See, no? Really?
No. DC's terrible.
Really?
Not the comics, but their movies are crap.
But we're talking about a DC character and Marvel characters all in one movie.
Yeah, I'm out.
Really?
DC loves this idea.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, DC will love this idea to no end.
Trying to piggyback on Marvel's success. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if they did this, she's right. The buzz on this would be deafening.
Oh, sure it would be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most people that are into the Marvel stuff are also into DC. I'm just not.
Oh, okay.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. I have morals and standards, guys. Yeah.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Of course, tonight we're having our happy hour.
Yep.
We'll give you more details about that in a little bit. This weekend here at MGK, tomorrow is the anniversary of the release of Houses of the Holy, the fifth Led Zeppelin album. So to celebrate, we'll have a Get the Led Out weekend. We'll play blocks of Zeppelin from Houses of the Holy and, of course, from all the other Zeppelin material that we have. And there'll be chances to win tickets to see the band Get the Led Out at the Keswick on the 19th of June. By then, we will hopefully be able to sit next to each other. It's a Get the Led Out weekend from Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. And I'll give you more details about the happy hour in a little bit. But one of the things, you know, it's a little weird. Like when I'm watching the evening news, you know, some people are in the studio and a lot of the reporters are at home.
Sure.
Right. You know, and that's a little strange. But the late night shows, right, especially what Jimmy Fallon's been doing. Jimmy Fallon's Jimmy has an apartment in Manhattan, and I believe he has a house because there's no way this place he's broadcasting from is the apartment in Manhattan.
Okay,
right? It's got big wooden beams and you know, a cathedral ceiling. So he's from Saugerties, upstate New York.
Maybe it's the Roots Mansion.
It might be the Roots Mansion, but something tells me Jimmy's house is even bigger.
Yeah,
right. You know, but he's been doing his show from there. Now, the problem is that, you know, they're taping this show and he's got two kids in the house. Francine is like five, and I forget how old Winnie is, but she's older than Francine. She's probably like seven or so.
All right.
All right. So he's doing his hashtag Bick last night, and here's what happens with the kids.
All right, let me do this, okay?
Let me go upstairs.
Okay, go. I love you.
I'm play piano.
Okay, here we go. You're going to play piano.
Okay.
Oh.
It's already at seven.
Wow. All right, so this hashtag was called I Knew I Had Cabin Fever When. Okay, and it was trending worldwide, so thank you for playing along and doing this. It's pretty cool. My example was I Knew I Had Cabin Fever When. I whispered to my hand sanitizer, "You're like a son to me." Franny? Francie?
Oh, poor Jimmy.
John DeBella.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
6 o'clock tonight, we're having our virtual happy hour. You are invited to it, but in order to be part of it, you got to have the Zoom app on your computer, and obviously you'll need a camera also. But if you have the Zoom app, that's great. If you don't, right, well, just download it. Just go to zoom.com, and they'll give you all the instructions. It only takes a couple of minutes to download. But make sure you send us an email to happyhour@wmgk.com, because that is how we will be able to send you the link so that you can be part of the happy hour. We're going to sit around for an hour, and there'll be multiple people on screen. We'll get the talk. We'll get the drink. We'll have a happy hour, but still being socially distant from each other. So that's tonight at 6 o'clock, happyhour@wmgk.com, to let us know that you are going to be there. Now let's see if she's here. Cindy Graham's. Yeah,
I have a question.
What's that?
Let's say someone wanted to attend in their pajamas or other loungewear. Is that acceptable?
That is perfectly acceptable.
It's expected.
Okay. No dress code.
Right. Who's dressing up these days?
Right. I'll be in a smoking jacket and an ascot.
Oh, of course.
Because the drinks I make deserve that kind of dress. All right, but other than that, right, it'll be the norm.
I'm going to dress in a wife beater then for my drink.
You're not going to leave your blue coat t-shirt on?
No, straight Walmart wife beater.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
So we've been talking about, especially when we're getting to the question from hell, and we got people on the air, and we ask them, you know, what are you doing? Are you working? Are you an essential worker? And we started to talk about this here in the studio. And look, there is a classification for what an essential worker is. We are considered essential workers, right? But what is, in our own opinion, is an essential worker could be very, very different from what the state is considering an essential worker.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, an essential worker, the guy who makes the cheesesteaks at Tony Luke's, right? He is an essential worker in my life.
Yeah, right. For sure. All right. Like, non-essential. I would consider Cindy, currently non-essential.
Right. There
is
no traffic.
Not a single car go past the window.
Did you just listen to my report, though?
Yeah, but there could be a 30 car pileup. There's only 31 cars on the road, so it's really not stopping anybody from getting to work. Go have a drink. Go back to sleep.
Steve's making sense.
You know, yeah, you could start drinking now if you want.
Okay.
All right, you don't have to wait till happy hour at 6 o'clock. All right, let me correct that. Virtual happy hour at 6 o'clock. All right, but I want to know. I mean, this could be a fun little game we could play amongst ourselves. You know, we will deem if you are an essential worker. To us.
Yes.
So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, if you're sheltered in at home. You know, whatever your job is, we just want to know what your job is, and we will determine if you are essential. So call us. Do you have one, Dave? Do you have one?
I miss my favorite cashier at the state store, Betty.
Yeah, Betty.
Yeah. Hope she's doing all right.
You know, your drinking habits got to be worse than mine.
I know. This break's really shining a light on my lifestyle.
Because I don't know the names of any of the guys in my state store. They know me. I say hi, and that's really about it.
No, me and Betty go way back.
Okay, all right. So who, you know, let's determine if you're essential to us. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link, something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
And Song Stories is being brought to us by the fine folks at Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington. That's davishonda.net. This morning we're talking about Steve Miller. This is it's an interesting story, and it has to do with Abracadabra. It's back in the 70s when he was putting this song together originally. Right, he wasn't really going anywhere. He couldn't come up with lyrics. He wasn't satisfied with his work at all. So he shelved it, and then this happened. Here's Steve.
About 3 years later, I was out skiing and I saw Diana Ross on the ski slopes, which blew my mind. Man, there's Diana Ross sitting on her butt that just fallen over, and I go, "Wow, it's Diana Ross." She had about 9 bodyguards with her, so I just skied on by, and I went home and I started thinking about Diana Ross and the Supremes, and I had done a gig with them once in Hullabaloo in 1965, so I had a pretty good image of them, and I wrote Abracadabra in about 15 minutes.
Booyakasha!
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
At 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to have a virtual happy hour. We're going to be sitting around our computers, drinks in hand, and as many people who would like to join us are welcome to join us. What you got to do is you got to get the Zoom app if you don't have it on your computer already, and obviously your computer will need to have a camera, right? But you get the Zoom app, and you send us an email to happyhour@wmgk.com so that we can send you the link for the Zoom app so that you could join us and we all get to drink together. A little party, get a little music playing in the background. I think the hardest part of this is going to be people talking over each other.
Yeah, probably.
But we're going to have to raise hands like it's school.
I think I have control of muting people.
Oh, yeah?
If I'm the control
source. Yeah, you're the mod?
I think if I'm the moderator, I'm the one who can control who can speak and who not. But we'll figure that out tonight. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a bunch of people lined up already. We would love to have you, too. So get your drinks together and get together. We've got a husband-wife team joining us.
Oh, beautiful.
That's going to be great. Two of them crunched up against each other. And you're not going to wear your blue coat shirt?
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be wrangling kids, drinking, yelling at my wife.
Right, okay.
Should be fun.
You can't yell at your wife. She just had a second baby.
Why can't he be yelling?
Because she's going to be coming down to the basement saying, "I need help up here!"
Right. Kristen's excited. She's like, "Can I join?" I was like, Yeah,
of course. All right, now, does she have her own computer? Or are you going to share one together?
Just squeeze in. Yeah, right. Let Steven watch Jack.
Okay,
that'd be fun, right?
Seems legit.
3-year-old
let the 3-year-old watch the 7-month-old.
Should have a baby cam too.
All right. So join us tonight at 6 o'clock, and make sure you send that email to happyhour@wmgk.com. Cindy's going to be there as well. Right, are you gonna use your cat wine that I got you for last Christmas, or is that gone already?
Oh, that's long gone.
I figured
it's
as much.
Delicious, actually.
Was it?
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I think that was a Riesling. I think that.
Yes.
Was. Yeah. Okay.
Very refreshing.
Oh, good. All right. So, what's going on in the roadways? Anything refreshing happening out there?
Not exactly.
Not essential.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, the John DeBella Show. I probably brought this up before. Did you ever see Teen Spirit for sale anywhere?
No.
Never.
Because you guys would have been of the age that you would have probably been buying Teen Spirit.
Seems like a mythical deodorant to me.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
who sold it? Like CVS was the next, like,
I guess,
Stetson.
I guess, you know, it was the
can you picture
Axe,
the logo?
It was the Axe body spray of the decade
for Gen Xers.
For Gen Xers, 50 degrees outside, a cloudy morning. We're supposed to see some sunshine before the day is out. Get up to about 65 tonight, tomorrow, and into Sunday. It is going to be rain, but Sunday is going to get up near 70 degrees, if not higher. 50 degrees outside right now. Comedian Bob Marley. At 8:10 this morning, but right now, we said we're going to do this. We've got a bunch of people lined up on the phone. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We want to figure out who are essential workers to us. All right, not that, look, you might be deemed an essential worker, and you probably are, you know, but we don't know if we need your service. So we're just sort of curious, what do you do? Call us in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. And let's figure out if you are an essential worker. Let's start right here with Robert. Good morning, Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Robert, what do you do for a living?
I do payroll.
Payroll. Do you work for Beasley?
No.
You're not important to me.
Yeah, you're losing me.
No, you are not essential to us. Maybe to people that you work with, but not to us.
Okay.
Don't feel bad. Just join us for the happy hour and drink yourself silly.
Thank you.
Michelle, what is it that you do?
I work at a doctor's office as a medical assistant.
You work at a doctor's office?
Yep.
As a medical assistant.
Okay, but is it like a podiatrist?
Kidney doctor.
Okay, well, my kidneys are fine at the
too.
Moment.
Yeah. Maybe after happy hour tonight, they might need some help.
That's a great point, John. Yeah. Michelle, you're essential. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're essential. Today we don't give a damn about you. Frank!
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. How you doing?
Good.
What is it that you do, and we'll determine if you are essential to us?
I do landscaping and I do masonry work. My whole thing is I consider myself not essential. Like, I don't understand why landscapers are allowed to work right now.
Frank, I'll let you know why. Because I currently have a 10 by 22 foot dirt hole on my front lawn. If you could make a pit stop in Willow Grove with about a yard and a half, 2 yards of dirt, it'd be great. That is essential.
You're
to my
essential
life
to Steve
at the moment.
The funny thing is, everybody's become a landscaper in the last 2 weeks.
I know, it's crazy. I just, like I said, I mean, I'm not complaining that, you know, I'm happy that the work's there and it's available, but I just think there's more essential jobs out there. Like, you see construction workers and people who are building houses and, you know,
all right, Frank, listen, man, home. Just come fill my hole with
you
dirt.
Know what? I won't hire Frank. I won't hire Frank because it sounds like he doesn't even want to do the job he has. Right? Have a good morning, Frank.
You too. Take care.
Vicky, what do you do?
I'm a production assistant at a fruit importer, and at night I work in a pizza shop.
You're 50% essential.
I don't know, John. The amount of fruit you eat in this office, she might
true.
Be fully essential to your life.
Yeah, that's true.
You need citrus fruit to be healthy and not get the virus.
Well, it's not like I'm getting scurvy.
Vicky, pineapple on pizza, are you for it or against it?
Against.
Right. Okay, wow. So you're essential.
And she's an authority on both.
You're an essential. Tony!
Hey, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So what do you do, and we'll determine if you are essential to us.
I make gluten-free bread.
Nope.
Nope.
Get out.
Nope.
See ya.
We don't care. You're not essential to us. Bob, what do? We'll determine if you're essential to us.
Okay, I haul mail, bulk mail, my tractor trailer from Lancaster. Right now I'm on my way to Pittsburgh and then Harrisburg and back to Lancaster for the day.
Wait, you got to do that whole loop in one day?
Yeah, it's a 13-and-a-half-hour run.
Oh, my God. Lord, wow. Dude. Oh, my. You're not essential to me, but hemorrhoid cream is essential to you.
Well, some people are ordering, like, vitamins and all that, so I figure that's why we are. But the governor says the mail will continue.
Yeah, I don't need any more Planet Fitness flyers. I'm good, thanks.
Thank you guys for being there. Thank you guys for being here, and booyakasha to you.
Booyakasha, right back at you. Nancy.
Hi.
Okay, so what do you do, and we'll determine if you are essential to us.
Well, I am an Uber Lyft driver.
Nope, don't need you.
No need. All the bars are closed. Thanks, though.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
I know something that you probably love.
Another $500. It's another big five. Another big five. Another $500.
Yep, we're giving away cash starting Monday. If it ever was a time that people needed some cash from us, it is right now. Another $500 is what we're calling it. It's the newest cash contest. Six chances to win every weekday. That's every day, Monday through Friday. Another $500 given out at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and again at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. Now, you've got 15 minutes to enter it through WMGK's mobile app, or you can do it on WMGK.com. But the easiest way is to text it to our special short code 45911. One winner selected at random wins $500 every time we do this. Now, the winning begins Monday morning. Complete rules are at WMGK.com. And it's being brought to us by Wise Markets and everyone here. And my God. Did you hear what I almost did?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
Flashback.
Oh, my God. It is
time
flashback
traveler.
Friday. Wow. That all comes from asking you, should I give that song to President Steve
wow.
this morning?
Oh, man.
Wow.
At least it was a sister.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it was a competitor.
Sister station. Well, my competitive stations are sports now.
You're right, yeah.
I think I work at MGK, though. I'm pretty sure that's where I am, right, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. All right. I got to walk a couple of blocks.
Coming up,
doors
Disturbed.
Down. Yeah, three doors down.
I can bring up some Disturbed. I got a great Rage Against the Machine song this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.